Good to see a few of you brave to coming back this evening. And tonight I want to talk to you this evening about being filled with the Spirit. And it's something we don't necessarily talk about a lot or enough, in my opinion. And so I want us to just study upon it tonight and talk about it and understand the obligation that we have as Christians to be filled daily with the Holy Spirit. And if you would, tonight, turn over with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And just one verse of our is our text tonight, a very familiar verse to many. But I want us to look at this command from Paul tonight and understand, you know, we're always looking for quick fixes. We want to see our churches, our members. We want to get along. We want to coexist and be the cheerful type of people that we've been called to be. And I've come to the conclusion that this is the answer we've been looking for. We talk all the time about dying to self and take up our cross daily, and that's very important, and certainly we can't go wrong by doing this, but I think it's just as important that we be filled with the Holy Spirit every day. And I want to point out tonight that this is something that's continual. You know, I think a lot of us today, and many people think they come to salvation, that they ask Jesus to come into their heart, that they're filled with the Spirit, and they're done. And I'm going to show you tonight that that's not the case at all. I think there are Christians walking around every day today. I think there's probably some Christians in this room today that don't have a lick of the Holy Spirit inside of them. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, you look at your life, you look at the fruits that are hanging off your tree, and I just don't know how that the Holy Spirit could be inside of you the way that the way we talk, the way we treat people, the way we go about everyday life. And so tonight I want us to look at this command from Paul and understand what it means to be filled with the Spirit. And there, if you're there in Ephesians 5 and 18, it says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And verse 19 goes even further to say, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." You know, it's important that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. And to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we must know what that exactly means. We look at that word filled. It's a big word, and it grows upon one as he looks at it. You think about filled and be filled with the Spirit. How many of us can deliberately and honestly say tonight, "I am filled with the Holy Spirit"? Now, I'll be honest. Now, you don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to raise your hand. I've seen some of you do it. It's important, and it's imperative that everybody in this room know whether or not you're filled with the Spirit. And I think we can know, and I think others can know if we are filled with the Spirit. And it's so vital and important to our Christian faith, to our walk, to our churches, and how we move forward as a church. Because the last thing that we want is a room filled full of a bunch of selfish, self-centered, upright people that don't have a lick of the Holy Spirit inside of them. It's a lost cause. I tell you tonight, if we continue to assemble ourselves without the Holy Spirit, what are we doing? We're spinning our wheels. And so let's look at this, what it means. To be filled with the Spirit means to have Spirit pervading with His holy and glorious presence. Now look at this. Every chamber and nook and corner of your being is controlling every purpose, every affection, every thought, every fancy, every action, every utterance. Now, all you who were quick when I said, "How many of us tonight are filled with the Holy Spirit?" raised your hand. Is it in every nook? Is it in every cranny? Is it on the tip of our tongues? Is it in every word, every thought? I don't know how it is. You know, the Bible says There's no, not one, no good. There's none of us that are good. And yet we should strive every day to be filled with the Spirit. You know, as I thought about that, as I was studying this, and I thought about every chamber, nook, corner of your being. That's a lot. Some of us are a little bigger than others. You know, it takes, some of us, Johnny, it takes a little more Holy Spirit to be filled. Now, others, we're lucky, like Johnny, doesn't take near as much of it to fill him up. And so, and we can tell it. Johnny, he stays pretty well full all the time. But some of us bigger folks, it takes a lot of the Spirit to be filled. But no, when you think about that and you think about every nook and every cranny, every purpose, every affection, every thought. Now think about our thoughts. You know, it doesn't take much to get us to think ill of someone, does it? It doesn't take someone to gouge us or to say something about us or to someone else. And we forget all about the Holy Spirit, every action, every utterance. You see, the tense of the verb is the present. And I like this, which indicates that the process of filling must be continuous and constant. You see, I have no doubt that we came in here this morning and we're going to come in here again tonight, and we've been constant today. We've filled ourselves with God's Word, and we're going to leave this place filled with the Holy Spirit. But the thing is what are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do in the morning? Are you going to wake up? Are you going to open God's Word, and are you going to refill? I bet you're going to grab the orange juice or the milk or the bowl of cereal or the eggs and the bacon. We fill up with that stuff every day. But how many of us make a constant effort, present tense, every morning to fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit? When you think about it like that, we fall way short. We fall way short. So I want us to see that. The verb there is present, which indicates the process of filling and being continuous and constant. And we give thought here to Paul's thought to translate it, be continually filled. You see and understand that yesterday, this morning's filling, it's not good enough. It won't do for tomorrow. And we have to be like glasses that are kept full of water and kept constantly under the ever-flowing fountain of God's Word. And each new filling should be larger than the last. You understand that? We ought to continually grow. We ought to continually be filled. And it's, you know, and I couldn't help but think about, Steve, think about feeding pigs, and we continue to stretch them, don't we? You know, we start feeding them, and they start growing, and then we start slopping them. We want to see them really get full. And I think that's the way God is with us and our hearts and our lives. As we continue to grow, as we continue to be filled daily, presently, present tense, filled, we have to continue to expand, and it should take more and more of Him, and we ought to be able to withhold more and more of Him, and people ought to be able to see us and go, wow, that guy, that gal is plumb full of the Holy Spirit. It ought to be exuding, spilling out of us. It ought to be like a glass that's overflowing, that when we move, it ought to slosh around and slosh out. But some of us, we have to be shaken up just to find a little bit, and we keep it hidden. Like it's something that we can't get enough of. But there's plenty of it. There's plenty of it to go around. And yet, a lot of us, we act like we got just a little drip of it, and boy, we're going to save it. We're not about to spill it and let it come out of us. You see, we notice the word "with," literally translated in this passage, would be filled in the Spirit. The thought is that the Spirit of the believer's life is in the Spirit, and he must let this Holy Spirit in which he is and lives get into him and fill him. You see, you have to let it in. Somebody somewhere along the way has to knock the top off for you, and you have to let it come in. Many of us, we keep the lid screwed on real tight. We don't want to be filled with something that other people are going to look at us different. You know, we talked this morning that we're to come out and be different. And that's part of it. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to be different. We're going to look different. We're going to act different. We're going to talk different. But many of us, we don't want any of that. We keep the lid on tight where it can't get in and nothing can get out. And we just stroll along and we just live our lives, and you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. That's not what we're commanded to do. That's not what we're supposed to do. If we are believers in Christ, we are in the Spirit. He surrounds us and rests upon us with His glorious and holy presence. He is right beside us. He is with us every step of the way. He ought to be inside of us and dwell us and fill us. You see, but many of us, He may not be in us yet. We may be half full. We may be nearly full. And some of us, we may just be full of muddy water in our own pleasures and notions and purposes and ambitions, is what I think. Many of us were filled with the wrong things. And we mistake them. We mistake them today for the Holy Spirit, and it's not. It's Satan's juice is what it is. We think that we're real close to God, and yet we've never been further away from Him. We talked about that this morning, how we've become numb to what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be holy. And our idea of holiness, we stack up against the world, and we think that, well, all I have to be is a little bit holier than the people out there, and I'm holy. And that's not what we're doing. We have to stack our holiness up against God and His holiness, and understand that if we're going to be holy, if we're going to be filled with the Spirit, we have to gauge ourselves against the most holy and the most precious. What are you filled with? Paul's thought is to let this water of life in which you float, flow, and expel all of us, expel all else until the tumbler itself is full and that we float. Two things tonight, real quick, and I won't keep you long. First thing we see is the obligation. You do realize that you're obligated to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, we've found the meaning of these words, and now let us look at the command. It's imperative. It says right there in verse 18, it says, "And be not ye drunk with wine or in excess, but be filled with the Spirit." That's a command. He's not asking you. He's not asking you to be filled. He's telling you to be filled with the Spirit. And he goes on to say, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody. You see, when we become filled with the Holy Spirit, we want to be together. We want to praise God. We want to sing to Him. We want to glorify Him. We want to, in all things, in our lives, in our jobs, in our marriages, with our children, all those things. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's almost impossible not to love and to be kind. You know, over in chapter 5 there up at the top in verse 1, it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love." You see, when we become filled with the Holy Spirit, we're followers of God, and we are love. And it says, "As Christ also had loved us and hath given Himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior." When we get filled with the Holy Spirit, we want to give ourselves just as God has given Himself to us. It's just the way it is. We can't shake it. We can't get away from it. When we're filled with the Spirit, we want to love people. We want to do for others. We want to be there. But see, we're further obligated to be filled with the Spirit because when we are not filled, we dishonor Jesus Christ. Every Christian who is not filled with the Spirit, did you know you dishonor Christ? You do. Every day that you go around half full, half cocked, not full of the Holy Spirit, you don't do what we pray for the most, and that's to bring honor and glory to God. You know, that's the one thing that many of us, we pray for daily. I know I do every day. I pray, "Lord, in whatever I do, let me bring honor and glory to You." It's impossible. It's impossible to do that without being fully committed and engulfed with the Holy Spirit. It just is. This world's too wicked. There's too much going on out there. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what that leaves? That leaves room for Satan to creep in. And I guarantee you, every part of you, every nook, every cranny that's not filled with the Holy Spirit, you know what's in there? The devil. The devil, he's going to set up camp in every place that the Holy Spirit's not. And I promise you, he'll take control. And before you know it, all the Holy Spirit, it leaks out, and then you just become full of the good old Satan and the devil. And he takes control of your life. He takes control of your words, your actions. And before you know it, you're so far away from God, you don't know where you are. You become lost. You become backslidden. You think about that. Every day you go without pulling up to the pump and filling yourselves with the Holy Spirit. You allow the devil to take control of your life. Not being filled with the Holy Spirit is not merely is not a serious lack, it's a grievous sin. You know, many of us, we don't look at it like that. We go day to day and we look at it as slack. We just look at it as a whoopsie. That's what we do. We don't wake up and read our Bible. Well, I'll get it tomorrow. I don't wake up and pray. Well, I didn't have time. I'll get it tomorrow. But what you don't understand is every day that you do that, then it just becomes another day and another day and another day. And before you know it, it's become a week. And before you know it, it's become 2 weeks and 3 weeks. It's just like church. You miss one Sunday and you think, oh, it's no big deal. It's just a whoopsie. I'll be there next Sunday. But then something comes up again on that Sunday and you say, well, it's just two. It's just two out of four. And then again, something happens. And then you really got an excuse. Maybe you're sick. And before you know it, you've missed a month. You've missed a month. And your life, it spirals out of control. It only takes that long before your life will spiral out of control. It's grievous. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. Every day you go without being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's disrespectful. And not only that, it's a sin out of which many other sins spring. I think I've mentioned that. When you sin against God, not being filled with the Spirit, you get filled with so many other things. You see, the only way to prevent the flesh bringing forth its awful brood of vices and sin is just that. We have to be filled. And I mean filled. Think about that. The word filled. That's full. That's full. That's not here or here. You know, how do we do that? I'm sick up to here, right? That's what we say, you know, when others are giving us a hard time, or what we tell our kids, I'm sick up to here. Well, I'm telling you today, I'm telling you tonight, that we need to be filled up to here with the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, we're in control. He's in control. And then our lives are under control. You understand that? Last thing, the results of being filled with the Spirit. The first result is doubtless it's new love. Just like in Ephesians 5 and 22 when it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're full. We're full of His love. The second result is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is first love, then it's joy. You see, when you're full of the Holy Spirit, you're full of God's love. You have no other option but to be full of joy. You think about some of your fondest memories, some of your greatest days when you're full of love and full of joy. You think about being filled with the Spirit. You think about some of the greatest church services you've ever been a part of. When you left there, you felt like you're walking a little bit off the ground, did you? Because of the love that you had in your heart and the joy. You know, you think about the day you were baptized, or the day you were saved, or the day that your family members accepted Christ Jesus. It's that feeling that we ought to have each and every day of our life. You see, if you get filled with the Spirit, you get filled with gladness. You get filled with joy. And then other things, the other characters will follow. Peace, all those things that we've talked about, Matt's preached about, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, all those things hinge upon you and I being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a serious matter. Just like your car won't run without being filled up with gasoline, neither can you or I navigate this wicked world we live in without the Holy Spirit. And I can't emphasize enough tonight, it is a constant fill up. It is a constant day to day fill up. You can't just read your Bible every once in a while. You can't just pray every once in a while. You can't just come to church every once in a while and expect to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You just can't. When we're filled, we have thanksgiving. We're thankful. We're thankful for all the blessings that He bestows upon us. You understand that? We don't need all those things we talked about this morning. We don't need those things because we're thankful. We're thankful for what we do have. We're thankful for the salvation that's in our hearts. We're thankful for the place that He goes to prepare for us and that He's coming back for us. That's all we need. That's all we need. And then more importantly, we see over in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're full of power to service. Look there with me. I'll read it. You don't have to turn there. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that." Look at this. "The Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." When this church, when the people of this church get filled with the Holy Spirit, the top is going to blow off of this thing. I can promise you. I can promise you. I can promise you, you want to fill up a new building, get filled with the Holy Spirit and find out how many people start coming in the doors. You know why? Because each and every one of us, we spend every waking moment not only living for Jesus, setting example for others, but we're telling others about Jesus. Because you know why we're having to tell others about Jesus? Because people see it in our lives and they come up to us and they want to go, "Why are you different? Why are you peculiar? Why are you nice to me? You have no reason to be nice to me." And that's when you go, "It's because of what's inside of me. It's because of Jesus." And then when they see that, they want it. Where are you getting that at? That's when you tell them, "I get that out at Garden Grove Missionary Baptist Church. Won't you come be filled?" You see, when you're filled with the Spirit, you're filled with the power. And lastly, how? How do we do this? The truth is the Holy Spirit is dwelling in each one of us right now. And He wants to fill us. He wants to, oh so badly. But you got to take the top off and you got to let Him in. The only difference between the ones who are filled with the Holy Spirit tonight and the ones that are half filled and not filled at all is the ones who are filled, they're willing to be filled. They're willing to be filled daily. They're willing to be used each and every day for the honor and glory of Christ. If you're not filled tonight, it's your fault and your fault only, because you've heard the gospel. You've heard the word of God preached straight, true, pretty rough from time to time. The only thing keeping you being filled, only thing keeping you spirit-led is you. Is you. You see, our chief business in this matter is to let go of the hindrances that keep us. And the first one is the sin in our lives. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Then you park yourself right down here in just a few minutes. And you say, "Lord, free me from the sin that's hindering me from being filled. Lord, free me. Wash me white as snow so that I might leave here and go out and do what you've called me to do." You see, the second hindrance is pride. You see, the only reason you won't come to the altar and ask God to forgive you is your pride. You'll sit right there tonight. And you'll be content with being half filled, not filled at all, or filled with the muddy, stinky, stenchy water that stays inside of you most days. And then the last thing, the last hindrance is everything that is of self and of our flesh. Your flesh. Your flesh is what keeps you from being filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, the only problem that each and every one of us have tonight, and the problem we have each and every day, is us. We're the problem. We're the problem. He wants to be there. He's there. The Holy Spirit is with us. He's among us. It's right here tonight, and He wants to fill. There's enough of it in this room to fill each and every one of us plumb to the top. And when we leave here, we'll be shouting and singing just like old Paul commanded us to do. We'll leave out of here 6 inches off the ground. We'll be excited and looking forward to the week to come. We can't help but be. That's what the Spirit does to us. You see, but you have to let go of every sin. You have to let go of every prideful thing that's in your heart and your mind. And more importantly, you have to get out of that flesh. And you have to want to be filled. And you have to want to be filled in every part, every nook, and every cranny. As our musicians come and we prepare to close tonight, you know, I thought this was very fitting for this Sunday night crowd, because this crowd right here is the crowd that I believe truly wants to be filled, that truly wants to see soul saved, that truly wants to make a mark on this community. And I'm not trying to bash anybody or accuse anybody of everything, but the thing is we've got to We've got to quit being Sunday morning only people. We've got to quit being just church people, and we've got to start being Spirit-led people. We've got to go out into this community, our friends and our family, and we have to let them know what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I tell you tonight, if you'll come and you'll put aside your flesh, you'll put aside your pride, and you'll humble yourself, and you ask God to fill you, He'll fill you all the way to the top. He'll fill you up so full that when you leave this place, you can't help but to bring honor and glory to Him tonight. So as we stand, I pray tonight that you would ask to be filled, that you'd be filled to the top. And then once you've asked God to fill you, I pray that you would be still, that you would be quiet, and you would allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you and start leading you to live a life that would bring honor and glory to Him. What number are we going to sing, Brother Darren?